Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman speeds to the rescue of Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, the submarine's prisoners lie unconscious, trapped victims of the ocean's watery depths.
They're new, they're different, they're exciting. They're a brand new series of comic buttons, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep. 18 different comic strip characters to wear pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Get in on the fun of collecting them all, Ma Winkle and Tiny Tim, Flat Top, Superman, and all the rest. Don't miss the thrill of swapping duplicates with your pals, and be sure to be around for the surprise when it's time to open a new package of Pep. You never know which button you'll find inside, but you do know it'll be a slick-looking job. A true-to-life picture of a famous funny paper character in full color on a gleaming white enameled button that you'll get a real kick out of adding to your collection. Now, here's the payoff. Here's how simple it is to get these Pep comic buttons. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And remember, too, when you open a package of Pep, that you're in for some terrifically good eating, because these toasted whole wheat flakes are packed with catchy sunshine flavor that puts come on in every bite. For prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
When Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, a part-time Daily Planet correspondent and an amateur detective, set out to solve the mystery of a supernatural sea monster supposedly haunting the Canadian fishing village of St. Selmo, they had no idea the monster would turn out to be a cleverly camouflaged submarine. Why it was being used to frighten the fishermen of St. Selmo away from the fishing grounds is still a mystery. But neither Lois nor Horatio is in any position to solve it. Held at gunpoint by Ike Barnaby, a local resident who was evidently in on the mysterious plot, they were forced into the submarine, the hatch locked and bolted, and the steel monster sent out to sea via radio control. Its destination, the bottom of the ocean. However, a moment before the hatch was slammed shut, Horatio Horn succeeded in setting off a signal flare. Superman, ranging the coast in search of his friends, spotted the flare just as it dropped into the sea. Wheeling like a bird in flight, the Man of Steel streaked back to the spot. We find him now, hovering almost motionless, over the hidden cove from which the doomed submarine departed.
That flare dropped into the water somewhere around here. All I can see is a cove leading out to the sea. Wait. Is that a shack down there on the shore? Yes, it is. And there are three men in it. Great Scott. One of them is Ike Barnaby. Down! Down!
How far off is she, Ike?
About a half a mile. She's heading down under now. Won't be long.
What are they talking about? What's that radio control panel Barnaby's working at? Well, there's only one way to find out. Good evening, gentlemen.
Superman.
In person, Mr. Barnaby. Get away from that control panel.
Oh, Charlie, stop.
Isn't that asking a little too much of your friends, Barnaby? Relax, boys, or I'll tie you in a knot.
Get out of the way. I'll stop him.
Not with that little pea shooter, Barnaby. Try again.
The bullets bounce off his chest.
It's about time you knew that.
Joe, your knife.
Oh, no, Joe. Bad little boy shouldn't play with knives.
Hold me like a... I didn't do nothing.
I'm going to make sure you don't. Sweet dreams, Joe. All right, Charlie, you're next.
You don't pay for this. You got no right questioning here.
It isn't a matter of right and wrong anymore, Barnaby. You've had things your way entirely too long. Now I'm going to get them my way.
You'll get nothing.
What? Why did you smash that radio control panel? Answer me.
I ain't talking.
You'll talk or I'll know the reason why.
Get away from me. Get away!
Up to now, Barnaby, I've always pulled my punches in dealing with people like you because I realize that criminals have sick minds. But your mind is not sick. You went into this with your eyes open. You spread the most vicious poison known to mankind, the poison of fear. I don't know why you did it or with whom you're working, but this much I do know. I'll give you exactly 60 seconds to tell me what you've done with Miss Lane and Mr. Horn.
Yeah.
60 seconds. If you haven't told me by then, I'll show you what it means to be frightened.
With his voice cutting like cold, hard steel, Superman advances on Ike Barnaby, who cringes against the wall, his pale, watery eyes bright with panic. Meanwhile, a half mile offshore, the submarine in which Lois and Horatio are trapped, suddenly cut off from its radio control, has shot to the surface where it now floats like a monstrous cigar in the pale moonlight. Inside the steel hull, Lois is the first to find voice.
Horatio, what happened?
I think we're floating.
Floating where?
On the surface. We were going down, the bow was tilted, and I could feel the pressure, and then suddenly we shot up.
You mean we're on top of the water?
Yes, I think so. Wait, maybe I can make sure. Is there a piece of metal around?
Well, the whole submarine is metal.
No, I mean a loose piece.
Oh, Horatio, this is no time to start experimenting. I'll take your word for it.
Wait, don't move. Sit perfectly still. Hear that faint lapping of water? Feel the slight motion from side to side?
Yes.
That proves it. We're floating on the surface.
Well, just don't talk about it, Horatio. Do something. Get us out of this sardine can.
Well, how can I? The hatch is bolted from the outside.
Is that the only way out?
Let me think.
Well?
I'm thinking.
In the meantime, the air is getting foul in here. We won't be able to breathe soon.
The torpedo tubes.
The what?
The torpedo tubes. We can crawl out through the torpedo tubes.
Where are they?
Probably in the bow. You stay here. I'll see if I can find them.
Be careful, Horatio.
Don't you worry. You just relax.
Relax. With every nerve in my body snapping like a rubber band. Horatio, are you all right?
I think I've got them.
The torpedo tubes?
Yes. I'll know in a minute as soon as I get this thing open. It sure is tight.
Can I help you?
No. I think I can do
it. Horatio! What happened?
I opened the wrong thing. Water's pouring in.
Well, close it. Hurry!
I can't. There's too much pressure. How we do, Miss Lane? We're going to drown like rats.
Pouring into the sealed submarine in a thunderous roar, Lois and Horatio now face an end even more horrible than that planned for them by Ike Barnaby and his henchmen. It will be only a matter of minutes before the steel hull becomes filled and sinks forever to the ocean bottom. Meanwhile, at the shack in the hidden cove, Superman, unaware that he is running a grim dace with death, towers over Ike Barnaby.
Your time is getting short, Barnaby. Just a few more seconds. Unless you tell me what you've done with Miss Lane and Mr. Horn, you're going to suffer as no human being has ever suffered before.
Go ahead. Kill me.
Oh, no, it won't be as easy as all that. This won't be physical suffering. It'll be fear.
Huh?
The same poisonous fear you've been spreading, only much worse. I'm going to fly you out over the ocean and drop you from 10,000 feet.
What?
Your body will fall like a sack of flour turning over and over. No. You'll try to breathe, but you won't be able to. You'll see the water coming up to meet you.
Stop it!
Then talk. And talk fast.
They're in a submarine offshore.
Just as I thought. That was the monster, a submarine.
Yeah. They're locked inside.
Who's with them?
No one. They're alone.
Alone? That control panel. You were running the sub by radio.
Yeah. I sent it to the bottom.
Why, you...
It wasn't my idea. I was taking orders.
We'll settle that later. Right now, you're going with me. You're going to show me where that submarine went down, and if we don't find it, heaven help you.
We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Do you know what the Winnie-Winkle twins have been doing lately? Have you seen Denny Dimwit in the funny papers? And have you got those familiar characters in your collection of comic buttons that brand new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out? Don't miss a single one of these 18 different buttons. Here's a partial list of the new series. Maul Winkle, Mr. Bibbs, Daisy, B.O. Plenty, Gravel Gertie, Flat Top, Wilmer, and Superman, of course. Isn't that a gallery of comic strip favorites? You'll get a kick out of collecting them all and swapping duplicates with your friends and getting a surprise comic button every time you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. And remember, that's the only way you can get these Pep comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you just keep supplied with Pep and look for your prize inside every package you open. And keep on the lookout for a grand breakfast dish, too. Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. Toasted whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, too, with an extra amount of energy vitamin B1 to help keep you going through the day, and added sunshine vitamin D. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Winging out over the dark ocean with the limp and helpless figure of Ike Barnaby under one arm, Superman hurries to the rescue of Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, trapped in the sinking submarine.
You said a half mile out, Barnaby?
Yeah.
Straight out from the cove? Speak up.
Yeah, straight out. Don't drop me, please.
Now maybe you know what fear is. All right, we're a half mile out, but I don't see any submarine. Are you lying to me?
Oh, no.
If you are, Barnaby.
I swear to heaven.
You could swear on a stack of Bibles and I wouldn't believe you.
It's the truth. You can't see the sub. It's on the bottom.
I could see it if it... Wait a minute. Bubbles in the water. There it is. It's sinking. Down. Hit the water pretty hard, didn't we? You can swim, can't you? All right, keep yourself afloat. I'm going down for that sub. And don't try to escape.
Diving beneath the surface, Superman heads down, down, down through the murky depths, following the line of telltale bubbles streaming up from the sinking submarine. Schools of fish scatter in startled amazement as this strange man-creature, his brilliant eyes piercing the ever-increasing darkness, cuts through the water like a blue and scarlet denizen of the deep. Finally, he overtakes the huge steel hull, swims swiftly beneath it, and lets it settle gently on his massive shoulders.
Now to get it up to the surface. Oh, good Lord, it's heavy. Up. Oh. Up. Up.
Straining every muscle in his powerful body, fighting not only against the tremendous weight of the water-filled submarine, but also the crushing pressure of the ocean depths, Superman forces his monstrous steel burden up inch by inch, foot by foot. Then suddenly his X-ray eyes pierce the hull and his heart sinks. He can see two bodies, the bodies of Lois and Horatio, resting limp and seemingly lifeless on the floor of the submarine. Has Superman, for the first time in his career, arrived too late? We'll know tomorrow when we hear the smashing climax of The Phantom of the Sea, together with the beginning of a new Superman adventure. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. What goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Kellogg has the answer with the cutout dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. It's swell fun cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all six countries in the series, like Norway and Holland and China. Two cutout dolls with native costumes on every package, and only on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles, the only cereal made in crinkly, sort of sweet and mellow-rich shreds of whole wheat. Ask Mom for Kellogg's Crumbles, and be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.